Hello and welcome to Craze World. My name is Craze. Thank you for joining me. This podcast is going to be raw and uncensored. We are going to talk about love, real life, stories, and more. So stay tuned. Live life, love life, learn life. Say that shit twice. So today's podcast, we're going to be talking about love, fucked up relationships, and just learning. Just a lot of learning. This is going to be part of a story time, because this is something that really happened to me recently. But before we get into that, give a little background. Like I said, my name is Craze. I am a lesbian. Yes, yes, yes. I enjoy dating women. I have dated men before, but I definitely enjoy dating women. We will talk about that in another session. But people think that because you're in a relationship with a woman, it's different, it's easier. No, bitch. No, it's not. Being in a relationship with a woman has its advantages, but I would say that it's about the same situations that you can find in a straight relationship or even in a gay relationship. This story time, I really learned a lesson with the situation, and I don't regret anything in life. I take everything that's happened to me in life as a lesson that I had to learn. So this situation that happened to me is a fucking lesson I had to learn. So there's this movie that I love. It's a lesbian movie. It's called Loving Annabelle. And it's your typical love story, forbidden love, a teacher, student in a Catholic school setting. You get the gist. But I love this movie because it's so heartfelt and touching. And you're saying, why are you bringing this up if you're about to talk about a bad relationship? Well, because there is one quote at the ending of the movie that really speaks to me and touches me. And it has so much truth and depth to it. So I'm going to recite the quote right now. It says, for one human being to love another, that is perhaps the most difficult of all our tasks. The work for which all other work is but preparation. Now, when first reading this quote, I didn't understand it, but I felt like there was a message in there that spoke a lot that I just, maybe at the time, just couldn't relate to. And over the time of being in different relationships and dealing with different people and just living life, I've come to understand what this quote is about. Well, my perception of the quote. Loving another person is very hard. It's something unexpected. And when it happens, it kind of goes into full gear, full throttle. And you just have to figure out the best way to deal with it, the best way to go about it. Just it's a foreign topic, it's a foreign place, because love is such a loaded feeling, such a loaded word. It's just love is just love, I guess. Love is just hard. And the ending part where it says the work for which all other work is but preparation, because everything else we do in life, we could just prepare for it. We could study for it. We could prepare for it. We could plan for it. We could think, you know, we can have a plan. You can't have a plan for love. And you can't have a plan when you fall for somebody, when you love somebody. So that quote right there really speaks something to me. So it's something that it took me a while to understand, but I kind of have an idea of what this quote means. Let's get into story time. So, I go on dating apps from time to time. And around the time I went on this dating app, I was talking. I went on it for selfish reasons. I had just gotten out of a long relationship with somebody that I truly, deeply love. And I felt like they were my soulmate, but for whatever reason, me and this person can never work out. No matter how much we try, we just never work out. But so I went on this dating website and I was scoping, looking through stuff, seeing all these pretty girls, you know. And then one girl caught my eye. We started talking and she was different. When I say she was different, I mean she thought different. She spoke different. Her ideals in life were different. It was just different from what I was used to dealing with females. And I felt like I could really give this a try. I could really give this a shot. So we ended up meeting. And when we first met in person, I'm a big person that goes off of vibes and auras. And when we first met in person, I couldn't read her. And I usually take that as a sign. If I can't read you, there's something wrong with you. There's something that's just not right. But I guess at the time, I was curious. I wanted to try something different. I wanted to see where it can go. So I didn't pay much attention to that, to the fact that I couldn't read her. I didn't understand. I couldn't feel her. I couldn't feel her energy. All right, so fast forward. We're just talking. We were talking for about 3 months. We were talking from December to about March. Around March 3rd is when she asked me out. I said yes. Now, prior to this being asked out, a lot of shit had happened in those 3 months. And I feel like that is where I fucked up. Because the amount of shit that happened in those 3 months, I should have took it as a red flag and fucking ran for the hills. But I didn't. Let me give you a little rough outline of what happened. There was a lot of jealousy. There was a lot of trust issues. There was a lot of controlling. And I don't know why. No, that's a lie. I do know why. I pitied her. I pitied her because she had just came out of a horrible relationship, a horrible marriage, I should say, and she basically was taking whatever she was feeling from her marriage and how she felt about herself and was bringing it into us talking. And I said to myself, we're just talking, you know, there's more to her. There has to be more to her. This is just a rough patch, you know? She asked me out 3 times between these 3 months that we were talking, and each time I said no to her. Because I just felt like it was too soon, and she wasn't ready. She was rushing into another relationship. And I didn't want to be anybody's rebound. Even though she told me she already got it out of her system because she had other rebounds, I felt like I would be a rebound, so I told her no. So fast forward now, March 3rd, she asked me out, I said yes. Everything was okay, everything was good for a certain amount of time. Then I realized that she was a mental case. And I believe that everybody's a little mental in some way. Some people are just more mental than others. Some people, everybody has a mental disorder. Some people are just not diagnosed. That's really how I feel. So me being bipolar, I suffer from bipolar disorder, and I suffer from slight anxiety. She just wasn't good for my mental state. She would do a lot of things that would trigger me. And you're probably saying, well, Craze, why did you stay in the relationship? I stayed in the relationship because I was looking at the potential of the relationship. I was believing her sweet words. I was believing her, it could be this and it will be this and we're going to make it this. And the fact that she was just different, and I wanted to see where it could go. I didn't want to shut it down just because she has her qualms about her, you know, because we all have things about us that isn't the best, you know. So I was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. But she was a mental trigger for me. She triggered me more into my depression. She was very emotional and verbally abusive, and I didn't realize this until later on, where I will get into that. But while it was happening, I didn't realize how much of an abuser she was, how much of a manipulator she was, how much of a user she was, how much of a liar she was. So she was a mental trigger for me. Being with her, I became very depressed. I started self-harming again, and I have been self-harming about 3 to 4 years. I started self-harming with her again. I was actually admitted into a psych ward, and I've never been admitted to a psych ward, but I was actually admitted in a psych ward for suicide watch. And once I hit the suicide watch mark of the relationship, that was about 5.5 months in, I said to myself, I can't be with this girl, you know, because I gave her chances on top of chances. And she had this way about her. It's like she would do something, and then the next day she'd come back and apologize, and she'd bring me something, you know. And if that's not the typical abusive relationship, I don't know what the fuck is. But like I said, I was blinded to the fact. I was blinded to the possibilities of what could be, and me wanting to know, you know, how this relationship can go. Okay, so now fast forward. After the psych ward, I received a bouquet of flowers. I'm thinking it's from her because, like I said, every time she would do something, I would get some type of gift or something, or a note. I would always get something. So I got a bouquet of my favorite flowers, white roses, and I thought they were from her. So I'm like, oh, you know, thank you, babe. And she's like, I didn't send you those. Who the fuck sent you those? There was no name on the card. There was nothing. So I called the flower company. Come to find out, the person wants to stay anonymous. So I was like, okay, oh shit, I have a secret admirer. So 4 days later, 4 days later, I get a phone call from a number. I pick it up, and the person says, did you get it? And lo and behold, it is my ex. The ex that I was with for 4 years. The ex that I am deeply in love with. The ex that I really believe are soulmates. The ex that I can see a future with. The ex that no matter how much times we've tried, we don't work out. So she's like, did you get them? And I got so happy and so rejoiced. I was just like, oh, it was you? And you know, we just started talking. Now the thing with this girl, we're gonna call her Kylie. So the thing with Kylie is that we were together for approximately 8 months, but we knew each other for a year. And throughout the 8 months, she broke up with me 4 times. So that means that every 2 months, she was breaking up with me. And it was for stupid shit. The first breakup was because she thought that I was sleeping with my best friend. All based on assumptions. All based on assumptions. The second breakup is because she felt like I was playing her because I kept leaving. Now, I'm a person who likes to have my space, and she just encroached in my space. Like, one day we were just chilling out, and she would come every weekend or something, and then all of a sudden she started living with me. Like a typical lesbian, like a U-Haul type of situation. And I allowed it because I had the space, and I'm not the type of person to kick somebody out of my house. And then her living situation and her family situation, like I said, I pitied her. So I allowed her to move in. We never even had a discussion about it. It kind of just happened. But it got to the point, like I said, she was mentally triggering me, where I felt suffocated and in my own space, you know? So the second breakup was she broke up with me because she felt like I wasn't paying her enough attention. I wasn't being a girlfriend. The third breakup was because I was being honest with her about a situation. And the thing with Kylie is that she can't take too much honesty. She can't have serious conversations. She doesn't know how to be an adult. And she's 26. So, that was the third breakup. That was the breakup that put me into the psych ward, because it was just a mountain hole of things. And then also that day I was having one of my bipolar moments. Like, I was really not in a good place in my head, in my mental state, and she just was the cherry on top. And that's the thing, she was so dense, she could not grasp a lot, and my bipolar was one of them. So that sent me into the third breakup sent me into the psych ward. So now, fast forward again, when my ex, we're gonna call her, what should we call her? I'll just call her my soulmate. So when my soulmate came back and we were talking for about a week. I had another mental break where I felt suffocated and I didn't want to go home. So I ended up staying with my ex for 2 days. And I felt so happy. I felt so relieved. I felt calm. I felt relaxed. And, well, I said my ex, my soulmate. I ended up staying 2 days with my soulmate. And it was amazing. And in those 2 days, I told Kylie that I was at a hotel, because I didn't want to be bothered with her, because she wouldn't have understood. She would have took it as, oh, you went to your ex. She wouldn't have understood that she's suffocating me and I needed to go to the person that I felt the safest. She would have saw the bad and not the good. So I lied to her. She lied to me all the time. So, you know, let's get on her level. Told her that I was at a hotel. While I was at this hotel, and I did explain to her, like, I'm having a mental break. I feel suffocated. You're suffocating me. I explained the whole how I'm feeling, what's going on in my mental. She decides to break up with me again. Backtrack. When I went to the psych ward on the third breakup, I told this bitch, I said, this is the last time I'm forgiving you. If you do it again, we're officially done, right? She said, babe, I'll never do it again. I'm sorry. I didn't know it triggered you this bad. So, on November 8th, she broke up with me for the 4th time. I simply said, okay, because I was already done and fed up. I had already put in my head that I was going to break up with her after her birthday. It was already set in stone. I'm breaking up with this bitch. This is not what I want. I'd rather be by myself than to be with somebody and be unhappy. So, yes, November 8th, she broke up with me. I actually called her the next day when I was heading back home from my ex's house. And I'm like, so, it's really over? She said, yeah. I said, okay, cool. She said she's going to come to the house to get her shit to go back. I said, okay, that's fine. So when Kylie comes back, she has this thing about her. Whenever she breaks up with me, she thinks she can just come back and kiss on me and, you know, bring me stuff and all is forgiven. And it used to be like that, but this time around, no. So when she came back to the house doing her regular routine, I said, get off of me. So why are you kissing on me? I'm not your girlfriend anymore. She's like, yes, you are. Stop fucking around, craze. I was like, I'm not your girlfriend anymore. Then she gets upset. How the fuck do you break up with me? You got upset because I finally put my foot down. And I told her, I was like, I told you the last time you broke up with me, if you do this shit again, it's completely over. That's it. It's done. She had a whole bunch of tears, a whole bunch of everything, right? Fast forward, we're completely broken up. She gets her shit. She's out of my house. Then she starts bashing me on Instagram. When I say bashing me, I mean bashing me to the point where you would have thought that I cheated on her. You would have thought I broken up with her. You would have thought that I did something so horrible to her that she needs to bash me. I just looked at it, watched it, and paid it no mind. So now, me and my soulmate are still talking, we're still catching up, all that stuff. She currently has a girlfriend as well. She's over here telling me how she's unhappy as well, and she realized how much she loves me and life, and, you know, she just basically had an epiphany. And me saying that's not saying that she was the cause of our relationship not working out. It was both of us. At the end of the day, we both had our part in the relationship constantly not working. And I explained to her, too, that, you know, I love her and I always think about her. And she's my soulmate. So Thanksgiving is approaching. We end up spending Thanksgiving together. And then she asked me out on a date. And we end up going on a date. We went to bowling, you know, because she likes sporty activities. I like sporty activities. So we went bowling. And then I posted a picture on Instagram. And this is the shit about social media. Social media can either make you or break you. You know? And in this situation, I guess it broke me. But then not really, because I'm single. And I feel like once you're single, you can do whatever you want. Like, if somebody breaks up with you right now, you can go and talk to somebody. You can go sleep with somebody else. Maybe that's just my thinking, but once I'm single, I'm single. And then you confirmed it 3 times. Oh, I'm single, single. You know? So we spent Thanksgiving together. I posted that picture saying happy Thanksgiving. And then I also posted a picture of our bowling shoes and I put date night. Who the fuck told me to do that? Her sister hits me up calling me all types of whores and all this shit, you know? Then that's when shit got really nasty. That's when shit got really nasty. It got to the point where we were really cursing each other out. She couldn't talk to me anymore. She was talking through my mother and her sister because she's childish as fuck. How are you in a relationship with somebody for 8 months? You broke up with them 4 times, put them through so much shit, and they were nothing but nice to you and caring to you. And then you have the audacity because me and my soulmate weren't even together around this time. We just spent new Thanksgiving together and went on a date. And it turned into this whole tailspin. So it got nasty. Then it got to the point where, because she had put my address on her documents and stuff, so mail was coming to the house. It got to the point where she was being rude about the mail, not wanting to talk to me, talking through my mother. It just got really nasty, really childish, and unnecessary on her part. So then I kept trying to talk to her to figure out what the problem was. She could never tell me. Then I finally got the answer from her. She was mad because I hit her up on my soulmate's Instagram because her check was at my house. She thought I did it maliciously. No, I didn't. She literally blocked me on everything. She blocked me on Instagram. She blocked me on Snap. She blocked me on Facebook. She blocked me from texting and calling her. She muted my emails. Like, I called her private. She didn't answer. Called her from my mother's phone. She didn't answer. How else was I supposed to reach out to you? But I guess I should have been fucked up and, you know, threw it away or sent it back to the post office or something, right? But me trying to be nice, you know? So she was mad. She said, she felt like I was doing maliciously. So it just ended up nasty. Fast forward to 2 months now. Now we are in present January. This is why I said this has recently happened to me. Her birthday was in the first week of January, and we haven't talked in 2 months. So I'm thinking, you know, I just felt like saying happy birthday to her because I'm not a fucked up person, and no, but I didn't have any animosity or hate towards her. So I texted her happy birthday, and just trying to cordially talk to her about stuff, and then it turned into a nasty thing again. And then she ended up video calling me. And then while we were talking through video call, she turns the camera slightly, and then I see a naked girl in her bed. And I'm like, you're really corny and childish as fuck for that. Like, you're wild corny. And I banged it on her, because why the fuck would you do that? Like, you're that hurt, miss. Like, you're that hurt. Like, sis, you know? Whatever. It got into a whole thing. Now this is where the bullshit comes in. I'm a petty person. I think we are all petty to some tea. We're all petty. So I decided to hit up her supposed ex-wife. Found her on Facebook, found her on Instagram, shot her a real, you know, non-disrespectful message. Hey, can we speak? You know, I want to understand some things. Boom, boom, boom. So she got back in contact with me. We FaceTimed. Come to find out, you guys, this bitch was still married to the wife this whole fucking time. She told me she was divorced. Also, she told me she was not talking to her. Lies. The wife had receipts. Receipts. We were on FaceTime, and she's reading me the motherfucking receipts, showing me the fucking receipts. So I hit the bitch up. I hit Kylie up, and I'm like, you fucking liar. You're a fucking liar, bro. Like, really? You know, really going out on her. And she's over here lying, like, what are you talking about? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm fucking talking to your wife, bitch. Oh, why the fuck would you hit her up? Now it's on a why the fuck would you hit her up? Why the fuck are you talking to her? Don't worry about that, bitch. Why the fuck were you lying to me for 8 months? Oh, okay. But that got nasty as well. Then come to find out the truth. There are three sides to a motherfucking story. There is your side, the other person's side, and the motherfucking truth. And you guys heard my side already. You guys didn't hear her side, but I'm telling you what happened on her side. And now I'm going to tell you the motherfucking truth. The motherfucking truth however you want to phrase it, tense it. The motherfucking truth is that, this is from her own words, she was using me. She was fucking using me. She said she used me for my house because it was convenient to her and her job, because she lived in Jersey. It was convenient to her and her job. She was using me because she needed comfort. She was just basically using me. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something. I don't like to be used. I don't like to be played. So I got into a frenzy, and I'm over here cursing her out. And I realized that it's not worth it, because the type of person she is, and this is what I'm saying, my eyes opened up and I realized the type of, she's a user, she's a manipulator, she's an abuser, all this. My eyes opened up that day. That day my eyes opened up. And it was like, you know what, Craze, you're cursing her out. And it's not, because she was just saying, okay, okay, okay. It's not going to hit her because she's so broken that she doesn't know how to repair herself. She's so broken that she doesn't understand how she hurts other people. Because the saying is true, hurt people hurt people. Hurt people hurt people. She's so broken within herself, within her situation, within her life, that all she does is hurt people. I've realized that she's a leech. She's a leech. She leeches onto people and she sucks them dry. Because that's exactly how I felt. I felt drained. I felt suffocated. And the way her wife was explaining how their marriage was, it's like she was telling me what my relationship was. And this is why she said she needs a divorce, which is why she said that the divorce is in processing, but they're still legally married. And I just feel so bad for whoever else she traps, because she's a horrible, horrible person. It's mostly my fault, because there were a lot of red flags that I was just ignoring because I was thinking about the potential of the relationship. So it's my fault. There's some faults with me as well. I can't put everything on her. But she, in retrospect, is a horrible person, because she lets you believe that she cares. She cares about you. She lets you believe that she has love for you. She uses you. She manipulates you. She's a real abuser. She's a real emotional. She's the type of person that gets into your head and fucks you up mentally. So the lesson I learned from that whole situation is, when you see one red flag, you run for the hills. Two red flags, you need to be out of there. And what hurts the most is that I lowered my standards for her. I pitied her. And I was beyond nice to her. Like, she has to be the only girlfriend that I was so nice to. Like, generosity wasn't even the word to what I was doing. I'm giving her, like, it just frustrated, like, me even rehashing this, talking about it, is frustrating the shit out of me right now. But lesson learned, I will not ignore red flags when I see them. Lesson learned, I will not pity somebody and try to help them beyond my means. Lesson learned, I will not think with my heart as quickly as I normally do. I am going to start thinking with my mind and my gut, because they don't ever lie. I also learned that there are a lot of evil, negative people who are there to only hurt you. But like I said, I do not regret anything in life, because everything that comes into my life, I believe, is a lesson learned. I believe God and the universe, and that they are trying to show me something. It's a lesson that I needed to learn. I am mad, though, that I wasted 8 months of my life, almost a year of my life. I am mad about that. But it was a lesson that needed to be learned. I just took too long to learn it. But I ended up learning it. So at the end of the day, I learned the lesson that needed to be learned, even though it took me too long. But yeah, you guys, that's that story. Don't be blind. Don't let somebody convince you that it's just, don't let somebody blindfold you, you know? Don't let somebody pull the wool over your eyes. Don't put so much of yourself into a person that you lose yourself. And all you can do is focus on them. And you focusing on them, you're focusing on the wrong thing because you don't see what they're doing to you. That's what it was. I lost myself so much that I couldn't sit and look at the bigger picture and see what the fuck she was doing to me. Well, that's enough of that. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for listening to me. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I hope you guys stick with me and all my adventures and all my stories and just my life lessons, my love, just my advice, just me ranting because I rant. I just hope you guys stick with me. And remember, live life, love life, learn life. And you better say that shit twice. I'm out.